Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into a classic breakbeat workflow in Ableton Live 12 and turning it into a proper jungle and old-school DNB drum section that actually feels like a record. Not just a loop, not just a chopped-up mess, but something with movement, phrasing, and DJ-friendly structure. The big idea here is simple. We're going to chop a break, build a playable groove, resample it to lock in the feel, and then arrange it in clean 8, 16, and 32-bar blocks so it can sit comfortably in a mix. That means we want energy, but we also want discipline. In this style, contrast matters more than sheer density. Busy moments hit harder when they come after stripped moments. So keep that in mind the whole way through. First, choose the right break. You want a break with personality. An amen style break is always a strong choice, but any old soul break, funky drummer type loop, or a break with clear snare accents and some ghost note detail can work really well. If it's already gritty, that's a bonus. If it's cleaner, no problem, but you may need to process it a little harder to get that jungle edge. Set your tempo somewhere in the 160 to 174 BPM range. If you want that classic old-school feel, 170 BPM is a great starting point. If you want it a little more urgent and ravey, go up toward 174. Once your tempo is set, drag the break into an audio track in Ableton and turn warp on. For warp mode, start with beats mode. That's usually the safest option for breaks with strong transients. If the break has really obvious hit points, preserve transients and keep it clean. If it's more loose and lo-fi, you can experiment with a different warp mode, but be careful not to smear the groove. Jungle depends on the break feeling alive, not flattened. Set a 1-bar or 2-bar loop and line up the downbeat to the grid, but don't obsess over making every micro hit perfect. A little imperfection is part of the vibe. Now it's time for the fun part. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, transient mode is a great choice if the break is messy and expressive. If you want more control, you can slice by 1/16. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices mapped across pads. Open that up and start listening carefully. Identify the key hits, the main kick, the main snare, the ghost notes, the hat fragments, and any little fills or accents. Not every slice deserves the same treatment. Some are main characters, some are just texture. Now build a core groove in MIDI. Start with the anchors. Put the main snare on 2 and 4. That's the lane your listeners and dancers are going to lock into. Then start placing kicks to push into those snares, and add ghost notes around them to create that rolling feel. A classic move is to keep the main snare strong, then use little break fragments and hat details to fill the space between the hits. Don't overfill it right away. A common mistake is thinking more notes automatically means more energy. In DNB, space is energy too. If everything is packed full, the groove loses shape. This is where velocity starts to matter. Make the main hits stand out and give the ghost notes real subtlety. A main snare can sit anywhere from strong to very strong, but ghost taps should be much lower, and hat fragments should vary so they don't sound robotic. Then add a little timing variation. Push some notes slightly ahead, drag some slightly behind. You can use the groove pool for this. A light swing or MPC-style groove can work beautifully, but keep it subtle. We're after broken rhythm, not sloppy rhythm. Usually 10 to 25% groove amount is enough if you're using it tastefully. At this stage, listen to the kick pattern carefully. The kick is your anchor. It doesn't always need to be huge, but it does need to be readable enough that the track can be mixed and the listener can feel where the floor is. If the kick pattern gets too abstract, the whole thing can lose its DJ-friendly feel. So keep the kick predictable enough to support the snare and the bass later on. If your snare needs more presence, layer it. Add a separate snare one shot in the drum rack and reinforce the break snare slice with it. Keep it tight and mono-friendly. Then process that layer a little. Use EQA to cut low rumble, maybe below 100 to 150 Hz. If it needs body, a gentle boost around 180 to 250 Hz can help. If it needs more crack, and a bit in the 3 to 6 Hz zone. Then use saturator lightly to thicken it and drum bus for a bit of smack. The goal is not to make it sound polished and modern. The goal is to make it cut through while keeping the soul of the break intact. Now comes an important move. Resampling. This is where you stop thinking like a programmer and start thinking like a producer. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, play the drum loop for a few bars and print it. 4, 8, or 16 bars is fine depending on how much variation you've built. Once it's recorded, you've got a printed audio version of the groove. That means you can shape it as audio, edit it like a record, and commit to the feel instead of endlessly tweaking MIDI notes. This is a huge step because resampling changes how you work. Once it's audio, you can warp it slightly, reverse bits, cut phrases, duplicate sections, and make more intentional arrangement decisions. It also tends to glue the groove together in a way that MIDI sometimes doesn't. So think of this resampled loop as your drum bus, your performance print, your core break identity. Now process that resampled loop like a proper drum bus. Start with EQ8 and high pass the very bottom if needed, around 25 to 35 Hz, just to clean up mud. If there's harshness, make a small dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then try drum bus with light drive. Be careful with boom. Too much of that can throw off the balance, especially once a sub-bass enters. After that, use saturator for a bit of thickness and glue compressor to gently hold it together. A ratio of 2 to 1, a slightly slower attack, and a moderate release usually works well. You're aiming for just a little bit of glue, not squashing the life out of it. Utility is useful too if you want to keep the low-end mono or check the stereo width. And if you want a bit more grit, a subtle bit of redux can add old-school bite, but use it sparingly. Now we build the actual arrangement. And this is where the DJ-friendly part matters. Think in clear blocks. A good structure might be a 16-bar intro, then an 8-bar build, then a 16-bar drop, then a 16-bar variation, then an 8-bar breakdown, then another 16-bar drop, and finally a 16-bar outro. That gives a DJ clear points to mix in and out, and it gives the track a sense of progression. Even if the break is wild, the structure should feel usable. That's what makes it feel like a record instead of just a jam. Use automation to keep movement alive. Auto filter is perfect for this. In the intro, low pass the drums and gradually open them up toward the drop. In the breakdown, pull the lows and mids back to create contrast. In fills, throw in a quick filter sweep or a little resonance lift. That kind of motion gives the drums a sense of build and release. Combine that with reverse cymbals, crash hits, and snare echoes, and suddenly the arrangement feels much more alive. Every 8 or 16 bars, change something. Classic Jungle is full of edits and surprises. Remove the kick for a beat before the snare. Add a double snare hit at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Reverse one break slice into a transition. Drop in a tiny 1/32 fill. Add a little echo on a snare hit just for one moment and then pull it away. These small changes keep the loop from feeling static. You can duplicate clips and make a main version and a fill version. Then alternate them through the arrangement. That's one of the easiest ways to make the drums feel like they're evolving. Now, don't forget the bass. This is drum and bass, after all, so the drums have to leave room for the low end. If the drum bus is too thick in the low mids, it's going to fight with the sub or reese. Trim clutter around 200 to 400 Hz if needed. Keep the low end disciplined. Use utility to mono the bottom if necessary, and avoid letting random low slices from the break clash with the bass line. A strong jungle groove feels like the drums are driving through the bass, not sitting on top of it. A really important mindset shift here is to think in contrast, not density. Jungle energy comes from the difference between stripped moments and full moments. If the loop feels constant, take something out before adding more. Often the reason a break feels weak isn't because it lacks hits, but because it has no room to breathe. Let the kick stay the anchor, let the snare define the lane, and let the ghost notes be the punctuation. Here's a quick advanced move. Create a parallel grime bus. Duplicate the drums or send them to a return track, then process that copy more aggressively with saturator, drum bus, EQ, and maybe a touch of redux. Blend that underneath the clean drums. That gives you attitude and dirt without destroying the clarity of the main groove. It's a great trick for darker jungle and heavier old-school DNB. You can also create band-separated control if the break needs more shaping. Duplicate the resampled audio and split it into low, mid, and high layers. Keep the lows cleaner and more mono. Push the mids with saturation and compression. Treat the highs with filtering, whitening, or a touch of distortion. That gives you a lot of control without losing the character of the original break. For your practice pass, try building a 16-bar sequence like this. Bars 1 to 4 stripped and filtered. Bars 5 to 8 fuller with ghost notes. Bars 9 to 12 main drop energy with a variation, and bars 13 to 16 as a filler transition section. Make sure you use at least one sliced break in drum rack, resample at least once, and put one effect chain on the resampled audio. Add one clear fill, and make the ending usable for mixing out. That's the core of the exercise. If you want to push it further, make a second version that's darker, more compressed, and more aggressive, but still groove aware. That's the real test. Same break, same basic identity, but a different job in the track. One for tension, one for drive, one for impact. So to recap, pick a break with character, warp it properly, slice it into a drum rack, program a groove with kick, snare, ghost notes, and swing, resample it, process the resampled audio like a drum bus, and arrange it in clear DJ-friendly blocks. Add fills, edits, and automation so it breathes like a real jungle or D&B record. If you do that well, you won't just have a loop, you'll have a performance-ready break foundation with the energy, movement, and structure that defines the style. Alright, that's the Break Lab workflow. Chop it, print it, shape it, and make it move like a record.